there's a klal from the Ramban as follows. When a person walks past a gold mine, and he walks past a dangerous place where people are digging, dangerous things can happen. So you can imagine, the more dangerous it is, the more signs and warning they have to give a person to warn them how dangerous the matzav is. The Ramban tells us that the more distracted something actually was, it shows the more holy, the more kedusha it has. And there's not any reason, example obviously is the Beis HaMikdash, but there's no day that we have in the Jewish year that is as distracted, if I could say so correctly, as day of Purim. Purim is a day of pure distraction. It's a day of hefka. It's a day of people doing what they want. All sorts of things happen on a Purim. Look at the Ramban, not saying it on Purim, al pi es klal. The more destructive something is, the more holy it shows it actually was. And we don't realize sometimes the kedusha of the day of Purim. And that's why it's important, of course, we have to know Beit Hashem all the halachas, but it's important to know the kedusha of the yom, the gadlus that the Rabbeinu Shlomo put into the day of Purim. It's extremely, extremely chashuv. We know that halacha tells us, kol ha'poshet yado noson, whoever sticks out their hand, you've got to give him. And this be'etzim means that normally during the year, we like to investigate, is the guy worth it, is he not worth it, does he need it, does he not need it, do we need to give him the stock of a chule? Comes to Purim, we don't do such a thing. Whoever sticks out their hand, right, the little kids here in Eretz Yisrael, big bikim in this halacha and shulchan aruch, and they walk around saying, shteitin halacha, kol ha'poshet yado noson, you got to give me. And the maestro said, they're right, you don't have to give them, there's a shayla ready, you have to give a goy even. So you take a poskim. Now whatever it is, we'll get the halacha beis Hashem. But one thing we have to know is there's a yisoid over here. The halacha is kol ha'poshet yado noson, that you got to give them. But it means something more than that. It means that that's the anhog of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the self-bazach that on Purim kol ha'poshet yadai. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not looking, are you roi or are you ain't a roi. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, you stick out your hand, you get. And Purim is a yom that a person can get tremendous, tremendous zachen that he cannot normally get and cannot normally be zeicha to on a regular day of the year. So we have to realize that Purim is a day that the door is open. The Shara Shamayim, as we'll see, Be'ezer Hashem, is mamish open, that we have an opportunity, whether it be Tfilah, whether it be Torah, whether it be all sorts of wonderful zachen of Kedusha and Tahara, unbelievable. Oh, but Purim is the day. And we have to take this into account when Avada, we have to be mekayim the mitzvahs hayoyim, and to be mekayim them properly, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to go through the halachas. Oh, my components to bear in mind that the day is a yom kodesh ad mo'ed, right? The Arizal famously said that it's yom kippurim. Right, that Yom Kippur is like Purim. That means it's almost as holy as Purim. So we have to, Be'ez Hashem, try to understand, why is it so? What is this godless of Purim that Yom Kippur is almost like it? Right, this Be'ez Hashem, we'll try to be masbir in the coming Shurim. Let's start Be'ez Hashem again. We're going to go through the halachas, I'll pee a shtickle of the Seder, of how they begin. That means we're going to start a shtickle with the beginning of Adar, we'll go into Parashat Zohar, time is Esther, Machaz is HaShekel, and then Be'ez Hashem, the Yom HaPurim, with the halachas of Kriyas HaMegillah, and the halachas of the mitzvahs of Yom HaShlachmonos, Matonis Dev Yoinim, and of course, the Ikke mitzvah that everybody likes to make out, is Chayim Inish. What are the Shitas Lamaisa? Can we be Machmed to see Be'ez Hashem? And Lamaisa, what are all the different Shitas in the Poskim? So we'll start like this. Chazal tell us, Kishem Shinichnas Av, just like Lan Av comes in, Memaik B'Simcha, we have to reduce the Simcha. Kein Kishinichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. As I stated in Chazal, so I once asked Rabbi Zion Orbach Shlita, what's Pshat? What's the Pshat? That you're bringing Av to Adar. Just like in Av, you're Memaik, so in Adar, you're Marvin. What's the Shaykhs? So he told me a beautiful Pshat. He said a beautiful Pshat like this. He said, we know that when a person is memayit simcha when it comes to Av, he's zecher doing it in the Shem Shamayim. Nobody's memayit simcha in Av for his own personal reason. You're memayit simcha because Chazal told me to. Memayit is the Shem Shamayim. Zuber Mishil Obach, when it comes to being marba b'simcha, chas v'sholim, it could be that a person is marba for his own zechen, stam shtusim, hailas, stam shalom the Shem Shamayim. Zuber Mishil Obach, no. Chazal are telling us a big yisod. Just like when it comes to Av, when we make the Simcha, the Shem Shamayim, so too, the marbe in simcha that Chazal want us to do in Adar should also be only l'shem shamayim and for no other reason. And that's why we want to say pshat. Why, when it comes to Adar, we're marbe in simcha, but Adar it means a simcha shel teira, a simcha shel mitzvah, not a simcha shel shtus, and a simcha shel hoylus. There's a gemara in Tainis Choftes. The gemara in Tainis says that if a person has a din, he has to go to court with a goy, Adar is the perfect month that he should do it in. Now, the answer we could ask a kasha. Why doesn't it also say that Kashem Shenichnach Tishri or Nisan also marbe the simcha? I mean, these are chadashim that have Meritik Yomim Tovim or Rosh Hashanah or Sukkos or Pesach. Remember, this is month simcha. So the main of maybe when the month comes in, we should also be marbe in simcha. So the Rashban, you know, Chaim Simon Reish Shamach Gimel says a Meritik Pshat. He says Pshat is like this. He says, because those Chadoshim that have a Yom Tov Doraisa, Chazal didn't have to give Chizuk. Oh, but when it came to a Yom Tov Dorabon, Chazal wanted to give Chizuk and Divrayim Yaisa, Mishel Teira. And maybe that's why when Adar comes in, we're already Mechuyiv to have a Simcha to be Marbe in Simcha. Rishchem Zalman was once asked, what's the gather of Simcha? Again, obviously, this is a Psach Halach HaLamais in Shulchan Aruch. We have to Mekayim this Halach in Shulchan Aruch. Just like we Mekayim the Halach in Shulchan Aruch about reading the Megillah. Just like we Mekayim the Halach in Shulchan Aruch about putting on Tefillin. The same Shulchan Aruch said that when it comes to Adar, which just came in yesterday, you're going to be married with a Simcha. So how do we Mekayim the Shulchan Aruch? How are we going to do this? So Rishchem Zalman used to say like this. Rishchem Zalman, I heard this from his son, Rabbi Zviel. He used to say, Poshe Pshat. Zukum Shlomo Zalman, it's very, very important to know this. Again, this is Pasha Pshat and Shulchan Aruch. Zukum Shlomo Zalman, when the Shulchan Aruch said to be Marbin Simcha when Adar comes in, it's not the Pshat that a person has to do a Pa'ula to be Sameach. You have to do something that causes yourself to have Simcha. Zukum Shlomo Zalman, the Iker Kavona of the Shulchan Aruch and of Chazal was to remove from your lathe any sadness, any daigers, any worries. Forget the stifler used to drink wine every single day of Elul. Why? Poshut. Shteit al Chazal that yain is something that gives a person a simcha. And Mamela, shteit al halacha is, again, it's the same halacha like everything else. You've got to mekayim the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that you've got to be masameh on Adar. And Mamela, he wanted to do that, they had wine. Now the Maestro Shlomo Zalman is telling us, you're not mechuyev to do anything to cause yourself simcha, aber you should remove from your heart and from your lathe any type of daikas and worries during the time of Adar. Now the Armin Hogim brought down, it's very unclear where they came from, people to hang up signs of Mishnechas Adar Barbe Besimcha, people in the shuls, people in the houses, which is lovely, very nice Min Hogim of Klal Yisrael. But one thing we have to know, Rabbi Ashes for the Zabu Furish, is that these things require Shemus, right? The Gneza. These are Maim Chazal. You've got to be very, very careful. You have such a sign, comes after Adar, after Purim, everybody chucks in the bin. You've got to be careful to be Noig, Minig, Kedusha, or such a thing. Also, another thing that people are known to do is make pictures of like fish, which is the mazel of Adar, which perhaps we have to know is that halacha is you're not allowed to make pictures of a mazel. So the post can say, if you're making it raised, then about it's a problem. If it's drawn on a piece of paper, it can be more makel. Who are then if it's only one fish, because the mazel is actually two fish, one on top of the other, as the mice, if you only do one fish, and that's beseder. I saw with an emotic shayla, are you allowed to write Mishnechas Adar Marbe Besimcha on a cake and then serve it to the oilam? No, everybody was trying to spin out of that cake, icing on of Mishnechas Adar Marbe Besimcha. Now you want to cut it? The Maisa the Post can say, "Aye, it's a Maimah Chazal, it's a Mufusha Chazal and Gemara." As the Maisa the Post can say, that is Mutta, that is no problem whatsoever. Now we're getting back to what I say. Now let's start the halachas of Parsha Zocha, which is the Eitz Hashem Abolin in the Toiva. This Shabbos, next Shabbos, is going to be Be'ez Hashem. That's right, we're a week early before Be'ez Hashem to get to the Shurim and Achanami. Parshas Zocha is as follows, Rabbi Yisai. Parshas B'Shalach, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yudalet, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Emche es Zecher Amalek. Now, we can recount this mitzvah in many different Eifanim, but we're going to go through only what's Negeh to us, Be'ez Hashem, next Shabbos, in Parshas Zocha. As we know, the Kriya of Parshas Zocha is Min HaToicha. It's a Chiv Midoraisa. Very, very chomer. More chomer than any of the kriyas command that we have the answer to. That the kriya of Parsha Zocha that Be'ez Hashem next week will be doing is a chiyuv min ha'Torah. The Ramban learns as well. The Ramban learns the reason for the mitzvah is so we don't want to forget what Amalek did to Klal Yisrael. As we state in the Ramban. The Ramban in Hilchos Malachim says there's a mitzvah asay to remember the ma'asim of Amalek to awaken to the oira, the hatred in our heart. Every single day. Chazur state in Rambam, it's a mitzvah I'll say to remember every day. That's why a lot of people after Shachris will say to the Shay Skrivus, one of them is going to be a Molik, and then we also a mitzvah Doraisa Lafid Rambam. The Shail is, why do we have to do this once a year? Why is Parsha Zohar this time Dafka only once a year? So the Achronim say Pshat like this. They say Pshat like this. We know the Gemara tells us in a few places. One of them, for example, is that, sorry, the Gemara says that Lalenu, a mace, is forgotten from a person's heart after 12 months. It takes 12 months for a person to forget about a mace. That's number one. Number two, there's a Gemara in Eini Matzias. The Gemara tells us if a person has an Aveda, he lost something. No, how long does he continue thinking about it? Zut the Gemara, 12 months. The Mele Chazal came along and said, ah, we see from here that once in 12 months, you'll remember it for the whole year. And maybe that's why Parsha Zohar is B'dakta said once a year, and that's why it's enough to become once a year. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, Betzim Tzamagin Abram, V'shem Yitzchum Azadeshen, or Azoy Pas the Mishnah Berurah in Tofesh Pei Hei, Sikot in Yudalit, that Avada, there's two requirements for Parsha Zohar. Number one, is you need a Sefer Torah, very important. Right, sometimes you're in a Zak kibbutz, whatever, they don't have a Sefer Torah, it's a problem. It's a problem even to go to such a place for Shabbos. You require a Sefer Torah for the Kriya of Parashat Zohar. Number two, you need a minion of 10 male adults. As we pass from the Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, there's a Merdek Leket HaYosha. Leket HaYosha, we know, was a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, and he brings many minhagim from the Trumas Hadeshen. And he says that his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen, was makbid to read Parashat Zohar from a Sefer Torah that had a chazaka to be meduyak. And it comes out very, very important, because a lot of shuls are very, very careful when it comes to Parashat Zohar. They'll take the best, most muhuda Sefer Torah out when it comes to Parashat Zohar. Now, another halacha you've got to be careful in this as well, that when it comes to the ksav of the Sefer Torah, it goes as follows. We know there's different ksav, there's ksav Ari, there's ksav Beis Yosef. I'm not going to the shittas right now. There's Chuvas Mechazan Ish, from Shev Talevi about it, Gabi Hachus Tfinin, Hachus Mezuzah. Okay. But when it comes to Kriya of Zohar, Lechatchila, if your minhag, which most Litvisha Ashkenazi Yidin is to have a ksav of the Beis Yosef, then you should not go to a shul of, let's say, maybe, again, it's not a Klal Gadol, of Hasidim that have a Sefer Torah of Minhag Ari, because it's a different minhag than what your minhag is. So again, you have to be aware exactly what your minhag is. You have to know that the shul taka do have a different ksav, but again, it's a din lechatchila, bidi eved, whichever Sefer Torah you hear it from is b'seder gomel. Right, again, it's very again, people go out for Parashat Zohar, they go to all sorts of minyanim, you've got to be mapped on the Sefer Torah, at least lechatchila. Again, we're dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa like lulav and esrik. We're dealing with the mitzvah d'oraisa like Pesach, when it comes to matzah. So just like we're mapped in all those halachos, we're going to be mapped in these halachos also. Okay, now Sfarin Ashkenazi is slightly different, that we'll get to Be'ez Hashem in a moment. Now, very negay Shaila, I don't know how many times that happened, but it seems that every single person that ever lived wrote a tshuva on the following Shaila. It seemed to be very shliach, that after Parashat Zohar, they would open up the Sefer Torah randomly, and they would find that the whole Sefer Torah was puzzle. Puzzle and ganzen. So now, what was the Shaila? Just previously they read Parashat Zohar. Parashat Zohar, we passed in Halacha Lemaisa, we called the Magen Avraham, requires a Sefer Torah that's kosher. They had a trait, they had a puzzle Sefer Torah. Were they Yaitz of Parashat Zohar? Did they have to read Parashat Zohar? All the posts can say about the not, and you can be saying on those posts in the Lord who don't require a Sefer Torah, make it as in. And the Mela, if they do find it to be puzzle, you would not have to reread it. Let me get back to it. Now, this is the gate to all of us. The Mishnah Berurah said like this. Said the Mishnah Berurah, Sikot in Yudalit. Two things. Number one, the Baal Korah. The Baal Korah, the one that's reading Parashat Zohar, has to have in mind that he might see the ganze tzibur. He has to have in mind, someone should tell him, unless he knows, that have in mind when you read it to be might see the ganze olam. Number two, so the Mishnah Berurah, very important, that the tzibur have to have kavona when you listen to Parashat Zohar. When you're sitting in Shul Be'ez Hashem next week, Shabbos morning, and you'll hear Shabbos Zohar, Parashat Zohar, you must have kavona to be yetzah, the mitzvah, the oraisa of Tzchiras Amalek. And the Maisa, there is some sefer, also a Taz, that wants to tell you, you should also have kavona to be yetzah, the aliyah of the person that received Parashat Zohar. Now the Maisa Stiper said, lo yedeya, the Shamanu, Veloy Ve'inu, anybody that was Machmer Azoy, and the Chanami, there are people that Taka announce it. I know, I think one certain yeshiva in Yerushalayim, somebody gets up and says, everybody should have in mind to be Yetzer by the Bracha, and also the Kriya. Again, it's a wonderful Chumrah to have. Me'ika Adin, it's the Kriya that we're looking at, not the Bracha. Vaita. How about understanding it? So we know the Kur Gondel Gemara, Megillah, Kamavakamis, and Chas, that if I have something that's Lashon HaKodesh, even if I don't understand it, I'm Yotza. Right? It's being a gate to something that we say, Kol Chamira. Okay, that's a different thing, you're not going to get into that. It's going to be Chokhmas Pesach. Oh, but generally, if something is in Lashon HaKodesh, even if I don't understand it, I'm 100% going to be Yotza. Over. The Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv. It's very important, this is what we say. The Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv, for a person to try and understand what he is listening to. So the Fidah Mishnah Berurah, if you don't understand, you know, all the words of Parashas Zohar, you should open up an art scroll before Shabbos or whatever, before the Kriya, and I read the Mishnah Berurah. This is a toy for a person to understand all what he's reading. Now, Rav Chaim, can he ask you, Rav Nissim Karmel, it's Paskin, a very modic akula, and yes, I think it's a great, gewaldic akula that people don't know. You don't have to understand every single word. If I come over to you and say to you, what's pshat in that word? You say, ooh, I don't know. It's not the pshat you want Yotze, you're Vada Yotze. They paskin as well. They paskin, you should know the Inyan. As long as you understand the Inyan of Zohar, what's going on, Amalek, they came and did it, whatever it was, Zut, Rav Chaim, Ganiyeski, Shlita, is a Vada, you are Yotze in that Mahalach. Now, as we, I'll give you one example, for example. Asher Korcha. Nobody knows what that means. Rashi brings three Pirushim. As the Maisa Aloch is, with an Ashav said, whichever Pirush, whichever of the three Pirushim you're thinking about, when you hear those Rashi Zacha, you're rather going to be Yaitza. Again, the Iki Yisrael is to know basically what's going on in Rashi Zacha. Let me get Baita. What about that Vara? What about the accent? Now, for example, Hasidim and Litvaks have this problem, Sfadim and Ashkenazim have this situation as well, and it goes as follows. Lechatchela. We're dealing over here, this is very important you say it, we're dealing over here with a choyvas yochid, not a choyvas tzibu. Kriyas ha-toyro on a regular Shabbos is a choyvas ha-tzibu, not a choyvas yochid. Pashtus, a machloikas, over pashtus. Over here we're dealing with a choyvas yochid. Therefore, lechatchila, you must hear the kriya of Parshas Zohar in the havorah, in the accent, in the way of lining it that you're normally used to. So if you're a chassidisha, you should hear in that havorah. If you're Litvish, hear that about. Now, Bidi Eved, Zucht, Rupsipes of Frank and Mikroy, Goyu Simon Zain, Nissim Kavis, Moshe Fanshin, Nigus Moshe, is about a Bidi Eved, whichever Havara you hear, Parashat Zohar, you're about a Bidi Eved going to be Yetzer. However, Sfardim and Ashkenazim have a different Shaila. If a Sfardi would come to an Ashkenazi shul, or an Ashkenazi would come to a Sfardi shul, so then there's already sheeted the whole, they're not Yetzer Bechlal. Let me get back to women. Are women chayiv to hear Parshas Zohar? So we know there's a machlekes. Shitas al-chinuch is that they're potter, it says van groma. We know there's some soifer, the Marisham holds, chayiv in that Torah mamish. As the Maisa, without going into too much detail of the machlekes, the meaning is that women taka do go, they've about to get a mitzvah of, like a mitzvah of Amalek, because the mitzvah is on groma, they're about to get a mitzvah, as they pass in kafachayim, and it seems that that's the meaning of the Maisa for women to go. However, also a very unknown halacha. Are you allowed to take out a Sefer Torah and make a kriya for women of Parshas Zohar? Oh, Moyer de Kashayla. Go have a look, Beis Hashem, next week. You'll see signs in every shul. The kriya for women is, this time, the halacha shaylas are tremendous over here. Are you allowed to take out a Sefer Torah for someone that wasn't chayvin it bad, doing it as a hiddur, as doing it as an extra mitzvah? As the Maisa, Rabbi Shiv Beis Frank, Igris Moshe, Rabbi Yashav hold is osa gomor to take out a Sefer Torah, but dafka for a women's minion. Right, other places, Mechas Yitzchak and others want to be Mekel. What they do in most places that know the halacha is they make a minyan for mincha, and at the same time, the Sefer Torah is out, then they allow the women to listen at the same time. Over again, the chatchil is really not for taking out the Sefer Torah in that mountain. Let me get back to a choyla. If a person is sick, lo aleinu, he can't get to shul for Parshas Zohar. So, the Mishnah Berurah said, refurishing some kuflam and hay, is you're allowed to take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron HaKodesh and bring it to him to make a minyan for Parshas Zohar in his house. Now, if a person cannot even do that, they can't get a Sefer Torah, whatever it may be, he should read himself with a chumash, with a trop. As I pass in the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, some topish behes, God in your time, is you take a chumash, you read with the timing, with the trop, and you answer that way. Now, if you missed Parshas Zohar, what's the halacha? Chas v'shalom, it should never been a geir, but there are unfortunately people that think Purim, the mitzvah of Purim, started already a couple of days earlier, shtekal achonos, and the main of them, when they come to Parshas Zohar, they're out cold. Nope, they really, they've missed Parshas Zohar. What do you do now? So, the Maisa, I'm sure the women's minion will be very happy to have you, because at least you'll be able to take up the Sefer Torah now, if you can just talk quietly later on in the afternoon. About Kaponet, if you missed Parshas Zohar, what do you do now? So, the Magen Avraham, Simatovish Behe, the Behe brings it from the Golden Paschal Zazoi. Is you listen to Kriyas HaTorah on Purim itself, on the Yom HaPurim, and when they read Vayavi Amalek, and you yoikta and that oikon. Rav Eliashiv Zatzal paskin this way, la'locha le'maisa, yimishpar shezocha, you have Yom HaPurim, when they read the Kriyas HaTorah, you can be yoikta. Now the Mishnah Berurah is not too happy with this, the HaShokhan is chaylik on the Magen Avraham, and the Mela, it's not something we do l'chatzchila, Oba, Rehav Tzvi in Simon Luches says, at least you can rather be yoitzer when you hear Parashas Kiseitse, which anyway is the parasha of Amalek, and therefore rather you're going to be yoitzer. Couple more shailas, the Haritzvi. Then we're going back to Verdigir. Let's say you're going to line the Megillah on Purim, and on Shabbos Kodesh you want to do a Shtikel Achonah. You want to start preparing the laning of Purim of the Megillah's Esther on Shabbos already. So the mice of the post can say that's mafurish, which is Zaman Obach said mafurish, avalu it's mutter, because the idea that he wants to know is now. Let me go weiter. First of all, the loch is now Tainis Esther. The loch is of Tainis Esther go as follows. First of all, the first interesting shine is, why is it called Tainis Esther? It's sant. Anybody, no one speaks about this. Why is it called Tainis Esther? So, the Mishabur, when he talks about it, says it's not the Zecha of the fast, as we're going to see. Most people say as follows, that when Klal Yisrael went, we know that when Esther went in to Achashverosh, so Klal Yisrael fasted for 3 days before she went in. That's what a lot of people think. That's why we're fasting on Tainis Esther. Everybody says it's not the Pshat. Fush Mishabur Nishtazoi. Because you know why? Very simple. That was 11 months before Purim. That was in Nisan that they did that. And they made Avada and Avada. That's not why we're fasting. So I once saw a beautiful Pshat in the Babichi Rebbe. Said a Pshat like this. He said, Avada, we know that what's the reason for the Tainis Esther? The reason is the Zecha for the fast, that Klal Yisrael that they did, for the Muhammad that was in Yud Gimel Adar. Right, for the Muhammad, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did by Amalek, so Esther did as well. So the Babish Rebbe wants to say like this, we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu fasted, he was the only one in Klal Yisrael to fast. Why? Because if you're going out to war, you're going out to Muhammad, it's us the government to fast, I'm not allowed to fast. Elamai, only one that's not fasting, i.e. Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed. Now over here, Yud Gimel Adar, against Klal Yisrael, we're going out to fast. The only person that wasn't was Esther. Since she was the only one to fast, and maybe that's why it's called Tainis Esther. Let me get back to it. Now, Tainis Esther is a slightly different Tainis than most other Tainisim that we've spoken about in the past, and that is as follows. This fast of Tainis Esther is A, not Medivri Kabbalah, and B, it's not as a result of a Tzorah that happened to Klal Yisrael. Right? It's a Minik Shel Kol Gantz Klal Yisrael. That is Tainis Esther. And therefore it's a Zeich, as we know, as we said, the days of Mordechai and Esther, that the Mordechai said the Shema that they had, it's the Mishabura being the Tavish Beivol, Bishem the Rambam, and the Mela, for example, one example of a Nafkamina would be, it's normally also to make Chuppah, a Chasin the night before, a fast. When it comes to Tainis Esther, is the Maisa you can be Mekel and make a Chasinah the night before. Now, a couple of halachas that negate the fasting, I'm not going to go all Hilchos Tainis, I want to get the Ika halachas, and that is as follows. First of all, the fast, as we know, in some top of Samadhanas, starts from Alois HaShachar. That's very important. You wake up in the middle of the night, Kodim Alois, and you want to have a drink and you want to have it eat. So the Maisa we know, the Shulchan Aruch in Tafkuf Samadhanas tells us, it depends on the Kavanah when you went to sleep. You should go to sleep the night before Tainis Esther, which is this year, Avada, Thursday. So when you go to sleep Wednesday night, this week, it's Avada, you should go to sleep in the Kavanah, that if I wake up, I want to have a drink, I want to have a piece of food. If you did not, then Avada, you can drink, because it's a normal thing for a person to drink when he wakes up in the morning. Let me get back to it. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafkuf Samadhanas says as follows. What's the halacha on the fasting? You by mistake eat, you by mistake take a drink, so the Avada has to continue Mamshek till the end of the fast, even if you ate the drink in the middle. Let me go back to it. If you made a bracha by mistake, so the Maizdeh Berki Yosef and others hold, you take a sip or a nibble, so it should not be a bracha levatola, the Marsham hold Ishtazoi, and Pashas, you can say that Reb Chaim Kineski once told me, is Baruch Shem Kibay Mochusoi Loin Ovaid, and that would be good enough. Let me go back to rinsing a person's mouth. So the Mishabura says in Topkos Samagzayim that the Issad we should not rinse our mouth unless we're in Tsar. If a person wakes up in the morning and says that Tsar, for not being able to rinse his mouth, then he can. Oba, so the Mishabura Mufurish, he should lean forward to make sure that none of the water goes down, that's a double portion. The Ruch HaShulchan says you can make it even without Tsar. Brushing your teeth, Abadu, so the Minchas Sitzkot, Kechelik Dalet, from the Kuftes, is a mice of the same thing, only for Mokum Tsar. Medicine, you can be made to take a pill by itself. If you have to take it with water, take it with only the minutest amount of water. Let me go in weiter. Couple more halachas, showering. Now here's something that's miyuchad for Tainis Esther. When it comes to showering, so normally, right, I'll be the short, so I've seen this in the Tovkuf Nun, The Shatzin says, Be'etzim, you shouldn't have a shower on a Tainis unless it's Mokum Tsar. When it comes to Tainis Esther, however, you could be a little bit more makel, especially if you're showering the Kovod HaSimchos of Purim. When Mr. Karelit says you could be more makel and have a shower. Listening to music is a very questionable thing because it gets a Shulchan Aruch in Guf or Beis. But Be'etzim, you're not supposed to listen to music. But Yashu said, listen, you're right. We're not having a fast over here because of the Beis HaMikdash, not Al's Churban. Over, Seiko Seif, it's a Yom HaTainis. Oh, but those people that do listen to music on a fast, yesh ami lismoich. To go to a dentist on Tainis Esther, even though you know that probably you're going to swallow some water, is the meister going to be more? I want to finish with two last things, and that's as follows. I always say, Moedik a Kava Yosha. This Kava Yosha is mamish worth coming today just to hear this Kava Yosha. The Kava Yosha Chele Beis says like this. He brings down that on Tainis Esther, a person should daven on Tainis Esther not to come to Vavis and Chet on Purim itself. To the reboy of the Achil and the Shtiyah. And he brings over there Moedik. He brings, this is another reason for fasting, Tainis Esther. He said this is brought down the Magid Beisharim. The Malach told the Beis Yosef. We know that the Malach taught the Beis Yosef Moedik Azachem. The Malach came down from Shammai, the Magid Beisharim, I think it's a parashat Vayakel. And he told the Beis Yosef, this is another reason, no one knows this one, for Tainis Esther. And that is, that the reason is we choishesh that through the riboy of achila and shtir that we're going to do the next day on Purim, we're worried that Klal Yisrael are going to come to a chet and a meir. So the meir Kodesh Baruch Hu smacked him a fast as a scholar to save us from any aveiros that the sotah would have the koyach to go and bring us Klal Yisrael to an aveir. We know that the Mishnah tells us the ikur of a tainis is avad and avad of the tshuva. If a person fasted the whole day without doing tshuvas with the Mishnah Berurah, he poshut missed the boat. You've got to take a couple of minutes on a tainis hashtikul tshuva. The Kavach Chaim says a person should stop himself from being angry. Right? The Gemara Brachos that both tells us an ikur zach of a tainis is avad of the tzedakah that you give. And the last thing is the Rosh tells us on Moedik Azach. The Rosh says that on tainis Esther is a special skula for tefillah more than any other day. And so you should take in the Rosh that Tainis Esther is a yom for tefillah, unbelievable. And it's a yom foolish in Kava Yosha. The Kava Yosha says like this, that you may Tainis Esther v'purim, or you may rachamim v'rotzoin v'ahava. And if a person needs a special rachamim, he should take time, he should say to him b'miyuchad, to him chofes, which Esther was ayelat ha'shachar, and they should cry and daven to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And in the schus of Mordechai the Esther and Mordechai Schus, the Shara Shomayim of the Kava Yosha will be opening up for you, and you'll see a Mordechai Teretz to your tefillah. So basically, tomorrow we'll go through the halachas.